1-on-1. My guest on this week's programme is Jiří Ješ, a journalist and broadcaster who still appears regularly on Czech radio at the age of 80. Prevented from writing during the communist era, Jiří Ješ began his journalistic career in the early 1990s when he was already in his 60s. When I met Jiří on a snowy Sunday afternoon in Prague's Bílá Hora district, I began by asking him for his memories of childhood in pre-war Czechoslovakia.
We were quite a happy family. Nothing bad happened in that time. And my father was an architect. He built a very important part of Prague called Barrandov, where now the film studios stand. And he was a friend of Mr. Havel, who was the father of our president, recent president here. So they did very many things together, not only architecture, but also politics.
One of the most memorable times for Czech people is Munich in September 1938. You were a young man then in 1938. What was going through your mind? What were your emotions and your thoughts?
Of course, it was the end of our dream. It was the end of our life, which we were used to. And we saw that something terrible will follow. But I spoke once with Mr. Tigrit, and we agreed that we have out of our memory what followed after Munich Agreement. It was something so terrible because we lived by our state, by our republic, that we forgot everything which happened immediately after Munich, and only in March 1939, when the Germans really came and occupied our country, we could again remember everything what happened.
What are your strongest recollections, your strongest memories of wartime Czechoslovakia?
Of course, it was the so-called Heydrichiada. That was the time after the assassination of the deputy protector, Reinhard Heydrich, who was assassinated by two Czech parachutists sent from London. And that what followed, this martial law, was something which was for my life more important than my imprisonment during the communist time. Nothing happened to me, but the atmosphere of terror, of terrible terror, that everybody in any moment can be arrested and after 2 hours shot with his whole family, which was really announced it will happen. So it lasted five weeks, and it was the worst time of my life here. I survived, of course, also two air raids, air attacks on Prague. It was very, very unpleasant, and the last bombs fell just in the neighborhood of our house, but nothing was more terrible than this time after Heydrich's assassination.
I suppose in 1945, your life restarted after the end of the war. Where were you in your life? Were you a student? Were you working then?
Yes. In the last year of our studies in the gymnasium, I was sent to a factory to work for the victory of the German Empire. And I was there 1 year, but immediately after the war, we could, because it was the last year of our studies, so we could finish our school. And I continued in a high economical school in Prague. Then I worked very much in the student movement, and it was political movement in that time, because the communists started with it and came out as a political party, even in the student movement. So we of the other opinion made the same, and the student election were political election already in 1947, and we won the elections then. Only part of the population which was against communists were the students.
Many people chose to leave or flee their country in 1948 when the communists came to power. You didn't. You and your family didn't. Why not?
Yes, we didn't realize, especially my father didn't want to go, and we should have do it, because It was very great danger, and I felt it. And I was really arrested before my imprisonment, the first prison, and released again. But we saw, and I met very often Mrs. Milada Horáková, who was then executed. And we said one to another that it's better to stay here, that something could happen in the next future, very, very near future, that the Third World War perhaps starts, and we must be here and help from inside to the victory, and so on and so on. And we didn't do that, of course. Not everybody could do that, of course, but we should.
You mentioned there you were imprisoned by the communist regime. How would you describe the conditions inside the prisons that the communists sent you to?
Well, I think I was happy enough because I had the qualification C, my health qualification, so it was the worst. I was very weak and very. It was much better than during the German occupation. They had regard to such circumstances that I was not healthy. And therefore I spent my all 5 years in under roof, I can say, not in the commandos, in the camps, but in better conditions, especially in Prague, Pankrác, and in Valdice. It is in a special prison here now, very, very, very difficult, very hard prison. But in that time, it was for ill people, so my conditions weren't so bad. But psychologically, it was perhaps worse because you had no touch with the outside world. You had no movement in the nature or something like that. So you were all the whole time under the roof and in your cell.
You became a journalist after 1989, after the fall of communism, when you were in your 60s. Was it difficult starting a new career so late in life?
No, I can't say it was difficult. I found immediately some people whom I didn't know before and who were very, very friendly to me and said, so come with something, because they needed very many things in the beginning of this new time. So I was full of everything, of thinking, of experience, of everything. And I was so diligent. You cannot imagine how hardly I worked the whole day. It was 4 or 5 comments during the week and some discussions and dialogues and I don't know what. So really it was a passion I did. No, then of course it was weaker and weaker. But when Radio Free Europe came to Prague, so I was invited to work with them, and it repeated. And I think it was a very good response of the listeners. There were very many letters coming to me from the whole republic, and also from outside, from Germany, and from it was very well heard, this station. So I got some letters from Sweden, for instance, and I had myself, when I was in Scotland, so I had myself my voice coming from Prague. So it was a very, very nice time, and I had thousands, I may say, I had thousands of comments and hundreds of dialogues which I did during these last 15 years.
Well, certainly a very, very interesting life, and a very, very interesting life that you lead. So that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Jiří Ješ, thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye.